Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Corinthians 3:17. So this week we're celebrating Independence Day. And so I've been looking up scriptures that have to do with freedom and liberty, because as much as I am an absolute patriot and I just love this country and I feel so blessed to be born in the United States of America, where our founding fathers, you know, established and they wrote the Declaration of Independence, and then later our Constitution, it was founded upon this idea of freedom and liberty, and these things being gifts that God gave us, that don't come from men, but they come from our Creator. And so as patriotic as I am and as passionate as I am about this country, I also want to, just as our founding fathers did, I'm excited this week going back and looking at freedom and liberty and verses that are just speaking to me. So I pray that it'll also encourage you. And consider this for a moment, that again, these gifts come from God. We were created in His own image. No matter how many times I say that, no matter how many times I think about that, I always get so passionate about it. When I know whose child I am, when I know who I belong to, it just changes everything. And if we could just get that message across to the world, you know, who our freedom and who our liberty come from, whose son, whose daughter we are, wouldn't we just walk in an amazing, intentionality in liberty and freedom, but a desire to use that to make an impact and to make a difference. And again, think about our founding fathers. They did make a difference. And you know, as much as people like to point out that they weren't perfect, and they were not, but you know what? God inspired them, didn't He? To understand freedom and liberty and to set the groundwork that would allow this country to eventually abolish slavery. I mean, we were so far ahead of the rest of the world. In so many aspects, in the way that the Declaration of Independence was framed, in the words that later gave birth to the Constitution that led to that, and then to the abolishment of slavery and to the Civil Rights Act and so many things that this country that we're so proud of. But anyway, if we're going to appreciate liberty, if we're going to stand for liberty, and we're going to have liberty and freedom in the right context, we've got to go back to the source of those words in the second paragraph of the United States Declaration of Independence that stated as follows: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And so one of the verses that stood out to me this morning is, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's freedom. There's freedom in the Spirit of the Lord. You see, too many times God's children are walking around. We're walking around in bondage. We're walking around in slavery, and we don't know that it's been abolished. We don't know that the flesh has been crucified. And that we need to walk in the realization that we have crucified the flesh with the affection, the lust thereof, and we are walking free in the Spirit of God. We have been forgiven. Amen. And I want to read another verse to you out of Romans 8:1-2. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." Isn't that just beautiful? We've been set free. And to those who are free, they are free indeed. So let's pray. Father God, I just pray that as we celebrate and as we remember the blessings of living in the United States of America that was founded upon these principles, that there is freedom in our Creator gave us freedom. Father, I pray that we would not just celebrate them, but we would celebrate ultimately You who inspired them, who inspired the freedom that's been engraved within our Constitution. And Father, I pray that just as thankfully the United States of America abolished slavery, Father God, that we would no longer walk as slaves to the flesh, Father, but we would walk in the freedom, in the liberty in which you purchased our freedom. You paid for our freedom on the cross. You know, where we were in bondage to sin, we had all failed, we've all fallen short, we've all done wrong, we've all thought evil things in our heart, but I thank you, God, you have forgiven me, you've forgiven each of us. Let us walk in liberty and freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes of my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, on iTunes, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. Now, go out there and have a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day as you walk in the freedom and liberty that comes in Christ Jesus. God bless.